Paul, a lot of momentum shifts in this game tonight. So in your post-game discussions with your assistants and others in there, what takes up more time, the good stuff or the bad stuff from tonight?
But you're going through both, not just tonight's game, but over the last month and a half, we started to get quite a bit more traction in third periods without the lead and not... say changing the game, but reacting to what happens in third periods better. So we like that ability to come back and prior to the scoring the goal. I mean, in each of these games, we've had a chance to tie it or a chance to go ahead and give you that insurance goal, and you know, they get more aggressive with what they're doing, and the puck's in the back of your net. So there's both. There's lots of good in that game. There's lots that you just shake your head at, but that's true for both teams after that one.
Nobody has taking this difficult season likely more or tougher than Blake Wheeler. In that third period, they flashed a shot of him up on the Jumbotron after his goal, actually smiling and enjoying it.
Yeah.
A comment for that? Because he's been kind of your Mr. Serious around here.
Well, and you guys, and he is. I mean, that's his personality. He's a really driven guy. And when you watch the game, you guys get him 10 minutes after the game. He's nowhere near down at that point. You know, he's not come off the energy and the buzz that he plays with. So you get a really intense guy. I think I'll include a completely different personality maybe, but, you know, we've got two guys out there, Bufflin and Wheeler, playing exceptionally well and exceptionally hard. Neither one of them are playing for contracts. It's not their contract here. They're not cheating for points. They're trying to do it the right way. They're both playing with kids. And trying to lead by example with that. This has been an exceptionally difficult thing to go through, and it's not been 2 weeks of it. It's been a long run here. And it speaks volumes to their leadership, you know, and how driven they are. They come to the rink, they come to play every night in a really tough situation. It's just great examples for the young players.
The penalty kill's been coming along in the last month.
Yeah.
Was it a setback tonight, or is it just the nature of the talent on the other side?
No, it's not a setback. You're going to give up some goals. I think we were running at about 87% in our last 13 games. 14 tonight, we gave up the one, and they're not bad. Mind you, I mean, they were running at 44% for a stretch of time, and then we're over 26 coming into tonight. Like where it is. It'll keep getting better as we're able to get more aggressive. We're still not nearly as aggressive as we will be, but we're using. You know, Adam Lowry did a fantastic job on the 5-on-3 and big face-offs, and he was fatigued at the time. We sent him back out, so there's some growth there.
What are you seeing from Nick Petan on the power play that you like?
Well, I'm going to have a hard time finding anything on the power play that we like. He is a good puck mover, and he has good vision. And in the bumper roll in the middle of the ice, he can distribute the puck. But that's his skill set. I think overall Nick's game has made some really big strides forward here from his training camp and his first time up with us at the start of the year. And as it should be, and it'll continue to grow. But confidence, a goal for a young player, and he's played right when he's come up here. Goes a long way.
Are you impressed or surprised by the play of Postma and Melchiori together?
I'm pleased with the play of both of them. I know Paul a little bit more, but both of them can skate, so there's a huge advantage to that. I think Melchiori is the guy who was quite a bit more of an unknown, and I've really liked the way he's handled some pretty good competition. Real important, you know, four games for all those guys now. We'll the playoff team here and many fighting for their lives. And those last three teams, they're all playing for something, and they're at the top end of the Pacific. So tonight was a real good test for them. But these are really important games for them.